This week, I'll be reviewing some of the cabaret and circus shows I've seen at Sydney Festival this year. These were Rock Bang, Shanghai Mimi, Splash Test Dummies, and Pigalle. Splash Test Dummies at the Riverside Theatre, performed by three energetic physical comedians who stretch the bounds of imagination and slapstick to the max. Splash Test Dummies is an all-ages follow-up show from Crash Test Dummies that was a hit at the festival a few years ago. This is a non-stop marine adventure of three clownish lifeguard characters. The premise of most of the story was, oh no, something's gone wrong, and as the three clowns attempt to fix it, their situation slides laughingly from bad to worse, one scenario flowing smoothly to the next, with the audience participation nearly every step of the way. I walked out of this uplifting show in stitches, and surprisingly, a little bit wet. Shanghai Mimi at the Riverside Theatre recreated a Shanghai nightclub in the 1930s. I was excited when I went in to see this show, but quite disappointed when I left. My apologies for those who really enjoyed the show. Maybe you should tune out for a minute, or maybe I missed something. The plot, let's term that loosely, as the show was fashioned from one act to the next, with overly long introductions of each performer and unnecessarily stretched out presentations for applause, with a lot of anticipation to some really incredibly mediocre tricks, some of which include the ceramic vase juggling that was actually plastic and the spinning plates that were already attached to the rods. This show was set around the build-up to what appeared to be a turn-of-the-century New Year's Eve party in the 1930s. Yes, I was slightly confused. I found there was a lot of pomp and no ceremony and only probably a handful of really good tricks, including some Keaton-esque hat juggling and very skilled Diablo tossing. There was an interesting use of an aerial cage, but 15 minutes into the show, I was looking for something to capture my attention. Instead, was left feeling a great sense of anticlimax with this show. Rock Bang, also at the Riverside Theatre, brought together by German duo Astrid and Otto from Die Rotten Punk fame with their unique band of rock cabaret. This time, to join forces with Circus Oz to create a twisted fairy tale of the hilarious lives of Astrid and Otto and how they came to be. And what better way to convey their quirky lifestyle than by collaborating with the exceptional talents of Circus Oz? Together, Astrid, Otto, and Cirque Oz take you on an unforgettable and very funny journey with some mind-blowing tricks to add to the already well-crafted blend of cabaret and slapstick. I have to say I'm already a big fan of both Oz and Die Rotten Punk'd. Yes, two fantastic talents collaborating for this unique show. I knew this was going to be good, and I wasn't disappointed. Pigalle at the Spiegel Tent was an explosive night of excellently choreographed burlesque, cabaret and circus set in a 1970s nightclub led by the phenomenal Marsha Hines. The performance, paying homage to Klaus Nomi, was daring, sexy, weird and super funky. By the end of the show, all the audience members had got up out of their seats and started dancing. It was an addictive atmosphere, heightened by the provocative in-your-face Kitty Bang Bang, delicious dancers and exquisite circus performers.